Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are back with more, yes, more, Fun Bag Fantasy. I told you I wanted to bring it back. So, here we are. He must be asleep by now. Good. I'll slit that witch's throat while I have the chance. With a grossly evil smile, Juan Cone quietly made his way down to the dungeon. And the one who watched him from the shadows was Gladys. This is certainly something a weasel like him would do. With a small chuckle, Gladys left. Her destination was the room of Luke Hen. I awoke quickly to a strange sensation. I felt like something grazed my lips. It must have been Shamseel. It was the day after the chess match. Yesterday was full of intense battles. More so than the chess match itself, I had a true battle with my stomach. Fortunately, I'd won both. But the feeling of victory didn't fully register with me. I didn't feel victorious, but I did feel something in my bed. I rolled over to the side and gasped at what I saw. Whoa! Gladys was sleeping beside me. Gladys! You're awake. Why are you here? You don't remember? You undid my shackles last night. I did, but I thought I had another room for you. So I can't be in your room? It's not like you can't, but... Are you shy? Who's shy? I understand. It's because I'm beautiful. I almost fell off the side of the bed. She was certainly beautiful. But was that something you said yourself? And was Gladys even that kind of woman? Gladys is looking at me with an expression of pure joy on her face. Did you do something? I did. I kissed you. What? Be proud. I only kiss the best of men. You are my man, and I am your woman. Huh? Really? You conquered me yesterday. I guess, but... I've already decided. I will be your woman. It's been cemented, or rather, that's how it'll be. Wow. How it'll be? We were really rowdy in the dungeon last night. Gladys had a lascivious grin on her face. We're no longer strangers. We're lovers now.
Wahaha?
You're not happy to be my lover? No, it's not that, but aren't we moving a little bit fast? I take what I want straight away. Am I not supposed to say I love the man I love? I fell silent. It wasn't that she couldn't say that, but it was so fast for me that my mind couldn't keep up. You were incredible yesterday. I was captivated by you. Not once, but twice. First in chess, next in sex. You're a big deal, after all. The chess was random, though. You're just trying to mystify me again. The depth of character is what I like about you. I have no depth. I'm a pretty shallow guy. It's too late to try and trick me again. I have an eye for figuring people out, you know. I was lowest ranked in my class at the Knight Academy. Do you believe the lowest ranked man could have stood against me to face the daughter of the most famous general?
つまり世界一の男だ。俺が惚れる男は世界一の男に決まっているからな。
You are the man who captured the daughter of Wackenheim, meaning you're the best man in the world. Only a man like that could possibly capture my heart. You've claimed the best woman in the world, meaning obviously you're clearly the best man alive. I was overwhelmed by what she was saying. This was all a bit too much. Do you not like me? No, I don't dislike you. Then tell me you like me. Well, I probably like you. How bashful you are. But bashful? I am in love with you. This is a first for me in my life. I would do anything for you. I would jump into a sea of flames. No, don't do that. I would happily be shackled again like yesterday. Gah! Do you not want me to be in love with you? Gladys motioned her breast towards me. My eyes drifted to her cleavage. Want to? Huh? My breasts are big, aren't they? Yeah. You love breasts, right? Is that bad? It makes me happy that you like big breasts. They get in the way when fighting, so I didn't really like them, but seeing you look at my chest makes me happy. I feel as though I'm finally a woman. Should I make you feel good with them? I mean, I know how. It's called a titfuck, right? I thought this day would eventually come, so I studied just in case. Studied? Just wait. I'll sandwich you between them. Feel good for me. Alright. Being engulfed by her tit cannons was an incredible sensation. Her shapely, bulging tits squeezed perfectly around my dick and held on tightly as she shook up and down along my shaft. Her technique as she moved up and down made it hard to think it was her first time. How's my tit fuck? It feels good, doesn't it? I would have lost yesterday if you did this. I'll only tit fuck the man I love. A woman's happiness is being able to marry the man she loves. One could never be a wife if she couldn't at least do this. It seems that Gladys planned on being my wife. Was it just because we had sex? But to think she could have changed this much overnight. No two ways about it, she's changed too much. I felt like I wanted to shout my thoughts, but her sausage sandwich had me immobilized with pleasure. A good wife is ladylike in the day and a nympho at night. Gah! Are you dissatisfied with your new wife? I'm not dissatisfied, it's just too fast. I can be your concubine for now, but I'll soon be your proper wife. I could see how she would never give up on being my wife. I could see the pleasure in your face. I'm happy. And what about you? I'm both happy and in ecstasy. Squeezing the man I love between my breasts. I never knew it could be so rewarding. I might get addicted to it. You're so good at it. I used to practice in secret. I kind of felt ridiculous doing it alone. Since when were you practicing? Since I met you. That revelation was a bit shocking. I knew that we'd be like this someday, although it didn't fully register when we first met. Because I have a commoner's face, I know. The most amazing men always look average. You almost had me deceived. Well, I wasn't exactly trying to deceive. Ugh. Did that hurt? Am I not doing it right? No, I just felt like I was gonna come. Well, if it feels good, then come. It's not like a man to resist it. If I shoot it now, then I'll have lost. The battle is already over. I'm yours for eternity. You defeated me not once, but twice. Challenge me like that even though you were a virgin. That's some bravado. I secretly wanted you to, but I couldn't just tell you outright, could I? Gladys continued stroking me happily as she spoke. Yeah, there. That's good. Do my breasts feel good? Your tits are the best, Gladys. Go ahead. Come anytime. I'll grow to love your semen. I'll train myself to drink as much as you want. Yeah, you don't have to swallow it, you know. Why not? Can't I drink from the man I love? No, that's not what I... Ugh. Should I move more? Amazing, you're throbbing. What's throbbing? Go ahead and say it. Don't make me say dirty words. I thought you were my woman. Fine then, don't call me dirty or anything. I'm gonna. Penis. Oh, Gladys, you're so filthy. You. Amazing. It's throbbing even harder. You must feel good. I'll make you come. Gladys, your tits are bulging. It feels so good. Your penis is so stiff. I think I'm in love with it. Gladys, move harder. Like this? Yeah, I'm gonna come. Come for me, Luke. You made me come relentlessly yesterday. Now it's your turn. So you were lying then? Well, the battle would have been over too soon. You wouldn't have finished me off like you did. You were really horny. You don't like horny female generals? I love them. Everyone is going to be shocked when they hear that the daughter of Wackenheim is a sex fiend. I'm not a sex fiend. I just love having sex with you. I could never do this with another. Gladys, that's too hard. Come loads from my tits. I want to see you ejaculate on me. Gladys, I'm really coming. Go on. Come on my breast. Your penis feels amazing. You feel amazing too. Oh, coming. How is this? I'm the one doing you, but now I feel good. It's because you're so dirty. Coming!
前を行かせるのに。胸が気持ちいい。俺も行く。
I might come too. No, I'm supposed to make you come. My breasts feel so good. I'm coming too. Yeah. Incredible loot. Incredible. It's like a fountain, or perhaps a geyser. Don't analyze my dick while you're moving. I'm in ejaculation hell.
そうか。行った後は敏感になるのか。もっと揺さぶってやる。
I see. After you come, you're sensitive. I'll move even more then.
すごいぞ。また出てきた。お前のチンポは魔法の泉だな。
Amazing. You came again. Your penis is like a magical spring. It's not unlimited.
いっぱい出たな。男のチンポってすごいんだな。
So much came out. A man's penis is an incredible thing.Not everyone comes like I do, you know.
お前のは多いのだろ?
Heroes are often the lustiest, they say.
Aha. 気持ちよくなりたいときはいつでも言ってくれ。俺が胸で気持ちよくしてやる。
Tell me when you want to feel good. I'll use my breasts on you anytime. Is a tit fuck enough for you?
もちろん、その後は入れてくれるのだろ?
You'll put it in me afterwards, right?The female general likes sex more than food, I see.
言ったろ? セックスが好きなのではなくて、
I told you.
お前とのセックスが好きなんだって。
It's not that I like sex, just sex with you. Gladys smiled. You want it inside you?
入れてくれるのか?
Will you put it in me? You're gonna come like crazy again.
お前なら、いくらでも生かされてもいい。お前になら、いっぱい生かされたい。
I'll come as much as you make me.I want you to make me come. I'll have you moaning like a horny girl.
俺はお前の前では女だぞ。
I am a girl when I'm with you. Alright, then ask me. Please put it in my pussy.
おまんこに入れろ。
Put it in my pussy, now. Who's giving orders here?
俺をいっぱい行かせてくれよ。
Please make me come.Elated, Gladys lay back onto the bed. Her thighs were clenched together as if to keep me from staring. Despite her outward masculinity, she still had girly quirks about her. She was a true daughter of nobility. Even with a rough speech, she was a top-tier woman, a bit of a waste on a guy like me. Her vagina as well shined and squirmed with the highest quality. It was already dripping wet from when she was working over my shaft. Lady by day, nympho by night. Give her a sword and she's invincible.But lay her on a bed and she's a delicate flower of unmatched beauty. I took my manhood by the base and guided it to her dripping crevice. Did that hurt? I'm fine. My lover's penis can't hurt me. Gladys smiled softly. Her eyes were brimming with affection. She was like a different person from yesterday. I'm going to be dominated by you again.You don't like it when men dominate you? You're the exception. I could be dominated by you every day. It was as though she was asking, how are you going to dominate me today? Last night must have really changed her. I started thrusting my hips right away. My thick gland stuffed its way between her tense vaginal walls and moving deeper and deeper with each thrust.Gladys stretched her body in pleasure. She's already starting to feel the full force of my cock. I took the chance to snatch her tits in my hands. Her voice was loud. I thrust it deep within her as I pinched and twisted her nipples. Not there! There! My nipples! Look how stiff they are! It's because you make me feel good. They were standing straight up before I did anything.Well? Her voice was nasally as she moaned sweetly. Her pussy clamped down harder with each yank on her nipples. Your pussy is so tight, so good. It feels so good. Which, your pussy? Your nipples? Both. You're such a bully. Well, should I stop bullying your nipples then? I'll strike back if you do that. Oh, really? I vigorously twisted her nipples. Your pussy is too tight. You're making me feel too good. I might come again. I thought you were bragging about not coming. Not anymore. I'll come as much as you make me. Alright, I'll do your nipples first. I twisted her nipples with blinding speed. Stop twisting like that. Just don't twist. Your tits are just too sexy. Stop twisting my nipples. Stop it. Ah! I thought I could make you come as much as I wanted. But I go crazy when you twist like that. Go crazy with me, Gladys. I viciously wrenched her nipples and matched the pace with my thrusting. Her nipples and pussy, were burning under my touch. Don't twist my nipples! You know you want me to twist harder. But I'll come from just my nipples. I want to come from my pussy. I won't let you. I'm gonna make you come from just your nipples. It's not fair! Not fair! Aren't you my woman? I am. I am your woman. Not your fingers. Stop it. Stop it. I'm really gonna come. Your pussy is gripping. I'm coming too. I'm being dominated. My pussy and nipples are being dominated. I'm gonna come in you. You're making me come again! You're making me come again! Your penis is making me come! Ah, your semen is. Gladys, don't flex your pussy so much. I'm so happy. Your semen is filling me. So good. Sex is so good. You made me come yet again. I've been dominated. Ah, take that. Gladys opened her eyes. She stared at me intensely, thoroughly enamored. You really are the one. You're amazing too. Just aiming for my weak points. It's the way of war. I'll always lose to you with pleasure. You can attack my weak points anytime. You really are a dirty general. I can't match you. Look who's talking. I'll say anything I want to my man. Oh, anything. I love you. Her confession caught me off guard as she drew out the last of my semen. I might get pregnant. Gladys mumbled gleefully to herself. I want your child. Excuse me, I have brought your breakfast. Yikes! Thanks. What is she? Oh, don't worry about it. It's not like she's gonna attack me or anything. Right? I was the one who was being attacked. A dull one you are. Since when did Commander Luton, the enemy general? Last night. That's quite a feat, sir. Just keep it a secret from the others. You can take as much bread as you want, but can you bring another serving for her? Right away! The guard left. Once again, apple pie was the dessert. I'm hungry after the battle. Yeah, huh? I'll feed you so much you'll die. Ha ha ha. Excuse me. Another serving for the lady. Thanks. I'll excuse myself now. Gladys and I were alone in the room again. Alright, wanna eat? Wait, I'll test it for poison.
Poison?
I can't have my lover's food be poisoned. I don't plan on being widowed at this age. Widowed? Glad to set my food back down. It's fine. Open up! It's a wife's duty to say, ah? And feed her husband like this. What age do you live in? Don't be bashful when I perform my wifely duties. I'm a little embarrassed too, you know. Doesn't seem that way. Now open your mouth. Nom. Tasty? It's great! Alright, now I'll feed you with my mouth. Huh? There, I fed you. Haha,
yeah!
That was our first kiss. I'll never forget it. Ha ha! After we finished eating, Gladys finally returned to her room. The rumors were probably already rampant throughout the castle with how Gladys was hanging on me and kissing me when the guard came in. It was inevitable. A dirty, sneaky laugh filled the room when Shamseal appeared. She had definitely been watching this whole time in secret. Making another girl fall for you. Ooh, you get around. Why'd she fall for me? I told you, you're a big deal. Even enough to make me fall for you. I think I just won by pure luck. And that's what makes you so special. Maybe I used up all the luck I had left, and all that remains is my demise? You're not some small fry like that, and your dick isn't either. I didn't ask about that. I was surprised. It wasn't you I woke up to, but Gladys. Well, I wanted to sleep with you, but she came in all sneak-like and slipped into bed. Ah! You don't hurt the people you like, do you? Huh? When bad guys get close, you whack them when you're asleep. Is that really true? A demon never lies. That itself is a lie. Humans lie more. That's definitely true. Here. Shamseal handed me a plate with apple pie. What's this? It's what you ate yesterday. You were hanging on to this? There are laxatives in it. Laxatives? It was to upset your stomach and make you lose in chess no matter what. Had the opposite effect on you, though. I looked carefully at the apple pie. Who made the chef make it? You know if you threaten the chef. Or you could try to get the one who ordered him to eat it. The one who ordered him? You! Moltaire flew at me out of nowhere. Say it's a lie! Say the rumor is a lie! What? What are you talking about? That Gladys is your... Oh, wow, you already heard about that? Say it isn't true! Damn you! You couldn't possibly take Gladys as your woman, a worthless loser like you! Gladys was now in the room as well. What do you think you're doing? That's Miss Gladys. Only the man I love may address me so casually. Whoa. She's not happy about that. Alright guys, so we'll see you back here either next week or in June with more Funbag Fantasy. I'm out.